morning to you. How you doing? Are you all right there? You are. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And it's lovely to be with you now. It's really lovely. It's 10 o'clock here. It's just gone 10 o'clock here in Salford in the northwest of the UK. And I'm thrilled to be with you. I don't care how many times you hear that particular song. It never gets old, does it? It's beautiful, isn't it? Good morning. Shane McGowan, of course, and Kirsty MacColl and Fairy Tale of New York. Welcome to Christmas Morning Melodies with me, Richie Allen, live, as I said, from a very, very cold Salford. It's freezing out there. Freezing. -4 it was when I left the house this morning with my canine chums. -4 degrees. But it was lovely to be out and about this morning. It was a lovely thing. I love Christmas morning in the park because when you have dogs and when you go out as early as I do, you meet the hardy ones. You meet the ones that you see every other morning of the year. And it's just a special thing. So met a few people this morning around about 6 o'clock in the old park, and everybody seemed to be happy, which is nice. I hope you're happy. As it's just gone 10 o'clock, I'm guessing that it is Christmas Day everywhere in the world right now, isn't it? Yeah? Would I be right in saying that? It must be. Or maybe I'm wrong now. I would have thought so. I would have thought it's not yet St. Stephen's Day, or Boxing Day, as the Philistines in the UK call it. In Australia, it must still be Christmas in Australia and New Zealand. I would have thought so. So it's Christmas Day everywhere. Look, I've got some lovely tunes lined up and a little bit of chat for you. And I hope to hear from you, by the way. Do drop me a tweet if you can. Or even if you're on Facebook and you leave a message on Facebook, I will read them out as I go along. You probably are Christmas songed to death now, aren't you? So I've not got any real plans to play any Christmas songs. I'm going to say hi to everybody who says hi to me, and if there's somebody you'd like me to say hello to on your behalf, I'll be delighted to do that. Like for example, Angela Lambert said to me, Richie, say hi to Jeff and wish Jeff a very Merry Christmas for me. Jeff, Merry Christmas from Angela. Hi to Sean and Melanie Morris. How you doing, Sean and Melanie? Merry Christmas to you. And I had a lovely message from Matthew Hughes. Matthew said, my 10-year-old son George said, we have to listen to the BBG in the car on the way to Nana's. I love that. You're going to Nana's. To hell with the COVID rules. Give your grandmother a big hug, George. Give her a massive big hug. She'll be thrilled to see you, no doubt. And hi to Deborah Reid in Tremor in Waterford. Deborah, do you know Nigel Code at all? My great friend Nigel Code. If you do know him, say hello to him next time you see him. Anyway, here's the first of my festive offerings, my Christmas cheery songs. Christmas morning melodies, a lot of the songs I've lined up this morning, they're very old. They're from a time when there was no auto-tune. Think back. From a time when great singers could sing and would go to a recording studio and would do take after take after take after take after take until they got it right. Geniuses. So I'm indulging myself this morning. I'm going to be with you till midday. Like I said, drop me a tweet. I'm delighted. I was actually emotional yesterday thinking about this. I was looking forward to doing this so much. Anyway, thanks for getting up and being with me. Whatever you're doing, whether you're basting the turkey or preparing the Brussels sprouts or the gammon or whatever, here's some beautiful tunes anyway, kicking off with this one. Good morning to you. Come along.
could speak to. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill that
Etta James and At Last. Good morning to Liz Jones, who is delighted with that song. How you doing, Liz? Hi to Stuart, who's hungover already, sucked on a liqueur chocolate yesterday after months off the booze. Time to start the cooking. Yeah, you lose your booze resistance if you stay off it for a few weeks or a month or whatever. Hi to my friend Alan, Bass Ninja in Liverpool. How you doing, Alan? And Graham Lefevre says, Richie, say hi to a Welsh girl from Bargoed. From Bargoed, I think it's pronounced the Valleys. She's Gillian Marion Jones. The Lundun boy will always love you, no matter what. You lucky girl, says Graham. Thanks, Graham. And hi to Gillian Marion Jones as well. Hi to Gaddafi. How you doing, Gaddafi? Hi to Lepa Dennis. How you doing, Lepa? Long-time listener as well. Lulu is in Liverpool. Please give my man, Mark, all my love. Thanks for the year. Sanity from you, says Lulu. Thanks, Lulu. And Robbie says, Richie, Merry Christmas. Thanks for the shows. Looking forward to next year. Robbie, Deb and Sam. Lovely to hear from you all. Hi to Andy Newman as well. How you doing, Andy? Lovely to hear from you, Andy. And Gail, who's been listening to the program for a long time. How you doing, Gail? I hate this Twitter thing. It doesn't stay where I wanted to stay. When somebody tweets, it jumps up and it goes back to the top. And that doesn't help me a lot. How you doing, Gail? Gail says, Richie, say hi to John, to Ryan and to Liam. Hi to you all. Thanks for listening, Gail. Hi to Jason Gage and to John Nichols. Gave John a mention the other day, and his lovely wife played that lovely song from Peter Green, didn't we? Hi to John, to Liz and Dan as well. I'm going to get to everybody, I promise you. And if by chance I don't hold it against me. Hi to Satch, who's listening in County Wicklow this morning. How you doing, my friend? Donkey Oti is in Peterborough. And the great Charlotte Binns, great friend of the programmes, is listening with Dom, of course, her fella, her top man in Burnley. Love to you too, Charlotte. I am going to get to everybody. Hi to Kathy Joe. How you doing, Kath? J-Lo, hi to Badger as well. And I'm going to just play another tune and I'll do more dedications in a minute. Somebody said, what did you get, Richie? You see, Christmas Eve is the big deal in France, isn't it? Anybody who knows their geography, Christmas Eve is more of a thing than Christmas Day. And anybody who lives in Spain will know that Three Kings Day is a bigger thing than Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve is a big deal. Herself and myself and the two dogs sat down last night to a bit of dinner in her little conservatory. It was beautiful and cosy, and she gave me some wonderful presents. And one of the things she gave me, she got some lovely framed photographs of my favourite singers, the singers that I listen to pretty much most of the time. So I got lovely framed photographs of Brucey, as in Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger, of course, who Bob's my favourite of all time, Elvis Presley, of course, and a lovely picture of you two, of Bono singing during the Vertigo tour. I know what Bono's become. I know. And yeah, she got me some lovely things. Listen, here's another tune, right? Keep these nice messages coming in. And like I said, I'm going to do my best to mention everybody, but so many are coming in. Hi to Franz Hans, who's been listening for a good few years now, but never as much as the year just gone. That's Bernard in Galway, in County Galway. How you doing, Bernard? Thanks for that note, mate. That's lovely. Miss Mary Jane, how you doing? And Alan says, Richie, hi from me to my kids Ruby and Isaiah. They've learnt a few naughty words from you. I'm sure they have, and I apologise for that profusely. Good morning.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When
you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. You see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore, that's amore.
Christmas morning melodies with the BBG. That would be me, Richie Allen, as bold an Irishman that has ever walked the face of the earth. Jean Anne has a nephew who's a doctor. He's in Perth in Australia on a beach today. That sounds bliss now, when you feel just how Baltic it is in Salford today. And he's the image of Dean Martin, apparently, and he's a very good pianist as well. He's got it all. He's a doctor, he's on a beach in Oz, and he can play the piano. You can't go wrong with that. Unlikely he's listening to this, but you never know, I suppose. Hi to Ronaldo. Good morning, Ronaldo, who says, Richie, I don't watch television, so you and Dr. Vernon give me so much enjoyment. Can't not give a mention to the wonderful Dr. Vernon Coleman, who's been a gift and a godsend to so many people this year, hasn't he? What an absolute gentleman he is. And he certainly elevated the Richie Allen radio show anytime he's been on. I've got to say hi to Jackie Drew, by the way. A wonderful, wonderful lady, and somebody I got to know in Nottingham back in 2010, and she became a great pal. I miss Jackie. I've not seen you for years, Jackie. We'll have to remedy that in the new year, so we will. Hi to Robert Ross. How you doing, Robert Ross? And to Cave Hillbilly, Nollycona Dit, to Fane Macara. Lovely to hear from you as well. Lots and lots of these messages coming in. I'm going to get through loads and loads and loads of them. But I'm going to play plenty of music as well. Shibby is in County Monaghan. How you doing, Shibby? Did I mention Robert Ross? Did I mention Paul Burchell? And John Heffernan, who sent me a lovely email yesterday. Merry Christmas to you, John. I used to be in Spain, as you know. And I'll tell a little story here. And it might sound a bit mean-spirited, but it's not mean-spirited at all. I'm putting a preamble there before I tell the story. But I met a lovely guy that I can't mention his name because he might be listening and I don't want to embarrass him. But when I was working for a radio station in Spain, there was a gentleman who fancied himself as a radio presenter, but he didn't have much going for him. And the boss of the radio station wasn't inclined to give him a job because he didn't have a lot going for him. But the guy was desperate to be on the radio. And in the end, he bought himself a slot on the radio station because my boss, the guy who owned the radio station, was, well, he was easily corrupted, if you know what I mean. he was corruptible. He was an entirely corruptible Irishman. And I said, this guy, who's a lovely guy now, this guy, he's not really much of a radio presenter. Lovely, a real gentleman. And the boss, the owner said, ah, well, look, we need the funding. So he bought his own radio show. And as lovely as this guy was, he wasn't very humble. And he was telling us that he was going to change the face of radio. He was going to be a sensation, this guy. He was a middle-aged guy. And we were like, yeah, fair enough, you know. And he said he had an encyclopedic knowledge of music. And he was going to play music in the evenings, evening music. And he was going to change, you know, he was going to revolutionise a late evening music show. Because that's where he was stuck. He was chucked onto the late evening anyway. But he was lovely, God love him. A bit Walter Mitty. And I finished up my current affairs radio show one afternoon. And I'm getting ready to get into my car. And he says to me, would you like me to play something for you on the way home? I would, says I. Because my car journey was about 25 minutes from the hotel where the radio station was based back towards where we lived, our apartment. I said, dude, play some... Remember, now, this guy had an encyclopedic knowledge of music. Bit of a Walter Mitty. Anyway, so I said, dude, play me some Charles Aznavour. And he said, who's he? Who's he? So, of course, it flashed through my mind. What about this encyclopedic knowledge that you said you had? But of course I wouldn't say that out loud because I might come across as quite rude on the radio, but I'm not. So I gave him a blank look and I said, just play me some Elvis Presley. But I'm going to play you some Charles Aznavour, and I'm not going to play She, which was covered by Elvis Costello famously in the film Notting Hill. No, I'm going to play you this. And when you're listening to this, I want you to think of Stanley Kubrick's film The Shining. Hi, Vivian Kubrick, by the way. Good morning, gorgeous. Wonderful woman who I've known for many years and will be listening to this a little bit later on. Think of The Shining, because this song isn't in The Shining, but it reminds me of when Jack, played by the amazing Jack Nicholson, of course, is in the lobby of the Overlook Hotel at night by himself and the hotel starts to come alive around him. It's very spooky now. And this song reminds me of the music that Jack hears from the ballroom in the Overlook. Anyway, it is Charles Aznavour and the song is called The Old Fashioned Way. Did I say Merry Christmas already, did I? Merry Christmas. This is beautiful.
Dance in the old fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? Just melt against my skin and let me feel your heart. Don't let the music win by dancing far apart. Come close where you belong. Let's hear our secret song. Dance
just close our eyes and dance around the floor. That gay, old-fashioned way that makes me love you more.
Come closer. Forget all the others. It's nice to be like this, cheek to cheek, in the old-fashioned way. It's funny, but I have the feeling that we're dancing as our parents used to do. Well, maybe they weren't wrong. The world changes. Love stays. Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? And we'll discover ours we never knew before. If we just close our eyes and dance around the floor. That gay, old-fashioned way that makes me love you more.
You know, if all of my vinyl records blew away in a hurricane and I was just left with my Aznavour vinyls, I wouldn't be too disappointed. Liz is very unkind to Charles, or Charles. The great Caroline refers to him as Charles. Charles. I'll ask her to say it maybe sometime. Liz says, why are the least attractive male singers the ones with the most romantic songs? Give over, Liz. Charles was gorgeous. And Merry Christmas to my pal Raymond and his partner Ben. Raymond, it's lovely to hear from you, pal. It's been too bloody long. I met Raymond and Ben in Manchester a few years ago at a rally, I think it was. And we chatted away for ages, didn't we? And we've been in touch off and on ever since. Lovely bloke, Raymond, and his fella Ben. Merry Christmas to both of you, pal. Lovely to hear from you, as I said. And hi to Dean Smith. Merry Christmas. I'm making everybody at the Smith household listen, Richie. Good man, Dean. Dean, of course, runs a care home. Dean came up here to see me a couple of weeks back with the lovely Cherise Burchett. They came up to say hello and spent an afternoon with us, with me and the oft-mentioned future missus. And that was lovely. And hi to Andy. Andy, I don't know how I should say this. It's Andy J.I. Andy G. How you doing, Andy? Lovely to hear from you as well. I'll be repeating myself all morning with this lovely to hear from you thing, but I do mean it. Mick Hibbert as well. How you doing, Mick? Say hello to my wonderful wife, Katie, and my great friends, Preet, Poonam and Natalie. Just did it, Mick. Thank you, my friend. Hi to Open Talk UK as well. I'm really worried that I'm going to not see everybody's messages, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I love stories. I love stories that preamble into songs. Now, you know I'm a fan of U2 and Paul McGuinness. I've become more of a fan of Paul McGuinness since having the pleasure and the great fortune, it must be said, to meet the wonderful friend, Jean-Anne Crowley, wonderful friend to me and to Caroline. And it's been too long since she's been over here with us as well, by the way. But anyway, we'll try and remedy that in the new year. But Jean-Anne is somebody who knows Paul McGuinness, the former U2 manager and Paul's wife, very, very well. But a little story as a preamble into a song. I'm not playing any U2 songs this morning. Do not panic. Do not switch off. Don't shout. Stop waving your fist. I won't subject you to it. But back in the very early days of U2, they didn't have very much money. So they recorded a couple of albums. The first album, Boy. The second album, October. And then they recorded the War album, which is ironically titled because the album, the songs, the theme running through the War album is a theme of peace. This is before Bono was corrupted now, right? He was decent back then. So War did well for them and they went on the War tour And they then decided to bring out their first live record, which was called Under a Blood Red Sky. And most of the songs on Under a Blood Red Sky were recorded at an amphitheatre, Red Rocks, in Denver, Colorado. Not all of the songs on it, but most of them were. Where's this story going, you baldy gammon? Well, on the live record, Bono sings a song called The Electrico. U2 sing a song called The Electrico, which is from the first album, The Boy album. Right? It's a brilliant song. It's a great guitar song. Anyway, Bono had gotten into the habit during the singing of this song, he'd gotten into the habit of throwing in a few lines from Stephen Sondheim's Send in the Clowns. And it's actually electric. No pun intended. The song is called The Electrico. When you hear it, it's spine-tingling stuff. And often Bono would climb up the rigging of the stages around America and around Europe, 70, sometimes 80 feet, with no tether, no harness. And McGuinness used to be warning them not to do it, and they used to have rows, arguments, big arguments. The band and McGuinness would sit Bono down and say, stop doing it, you are going to kill yourself. The roadies used to say, I mean, if you watch it, it's breathtaking stuff. There is a YouTube video of U2 at a summer festival in California in 83, and he does it, and it's hard to even watch it now, knowing that he survived it. He stopped doing it in the end. Whatever Bono might be, he had plenty of, you know, cojones back then. Get back to the story, Baldy. Right. So they would sing The Electrico, and in the middle of it, Bono would start singing some lines from Stephen Sondheim's Send in the Clowns. But this proved very, very costly at a time when the band didn't have very much money at all. They didn't. And after they did their little tour of the War album, they had a few bob in the bank for the first time. And they were thinking about buying cars and maybe putting a down payment on a house. But the Stephen Sondheim estate, or the estate of Stephen Sondheim, didn't take too kindly to you two putting out a record where they left in, rather than edit, the bit where Bono sings just a few lines from Send in the Clowns. In the end, they had to pay upwards of £50,000. And Paul McGuinness, who was one of Ireland's greatest and savviest and apparently nicest businessmen. Anybody who's ever done business with McGuinness never had a bad word to say about him. Apparently, McGuinness wanted to box their collective ears. You bunch of gombeans. Why didn't you edit it out of the final edit? And it was a mistake they never made again. Now, that was the first time as a young boy that I ever heard Isn't It Rich, right? And I didn't know the song because I wasn't kind of into musicals as a 10-year-old. And I went looking for it. And I eventually found it, Send in the Clowns. And my favourite version of it is, I'm ashamed to say, I'm going to out myself on this radio show today, I think. My favourite version of it is Barbara's. It's Barbara's. I love this. This is Send in the Clowns, the Barbara Streisand version on Christmas Morning Melodies with me, the BBG. Lots more dedications coming up. There might have been a bit of a breakdown there in the old... There's been a bit of a freeze there in the old player. Can you believe that? The best laid plans of mice and men. Might come back now any minute. Yes, my player has stopped working. BG. You think now, if you're going to get one day where something doesn't go wrong, you think today'll be the day. I might very well have to reboot the old player in a second and start it again. Anyway, sure, not to worry. Good morning to David Gibson. Merry Christmas, David. And to Samantha True as well. Good morning, Samantha. Tracy Timms and Steph Weaver. Good morning, one and all. Wayne Wilson and Dylan Parry. Good morning, Dylan. And Una Munro tells me on Facebook that she's been up for hours, bathed in her Christmas clothes and ate the whole apple crumble she made for Christmas dinner. Yeah, sounds like you were on the sauce a bit earlier than normal or than usual. Give me a minute here when we sort this player out again, eh? All right. Ah, sure, look, what are you going to do, eh? It's all digital, you see. I know. You might say, if you had CDs, Baldy, if you had vinyl, Baldy, you wouldn't have any such problems. I know, I'm well aware of it. I did try to hook up a record player to the mixing desk, and it's not a problem hooking it up. It's just a matter of space. And being able to lean over and put the stylus, the needle, the arm down on the record. So I don't know. I might have to reboot the whole thing here and just chat away to you while I do that. Ah, sure, look. I won't play Barbara again, will I? No, I'll leave Barbara alone, will I? It might be a bit, I don't know, despondent. It might be a bit, it might be a bit morose, a bit morbid. I just love that song. That Barbara Streisand song. Anyway, you have to wipe the 33 RPM and change the needle, says Jean-Anne. It's the stylus, Jean-Anne. It's the stylus. By the way, it's 27 minutes, isn't it? To 11 o'clock. I'm going to be with you till midday. Lots of dedications for me to get through. I will get through all of them. We won't go back to Barbara. No, we won't. We'll leave Barbara alone. Going to load another tune now while I'm chatting away to you. So what are you doing right now? Are you preparing grub or has all that been done already? Is it just a case of popping it into the oven? Has it all been prepped? Are you having a nice glass of something? Is it too early? Depending on where you are, it might be a bit too late. I have no idea. I mentioned Bono and I said we won't have any U2. We won't. And I'm a man of my word. But I am going to play you a tune from a Frank Sinatra album, which don't hold me to it. Don't beat me up now for inaccuracies, particularly on Christmas morning. But Sinatra, was it 93? He recorded an album of some of his most famous and most recognisable songs. The difference being that he recorded them with a number of, he did a duet album basically, with a number of modern day stars, at least modern day in 1993. And one of the guys invited to do a duet with Frank Sinatra was Bono. 1993, Octung Baby, Zoo TV and all of that. And apparently they had a wonderful time together, not recording the song because Bono did his part in Dublin, obviously Sinatra did his part in Los Angeles, or maybe he didn't, maybe they just used old recordings. But they did record a video for it. And it's a video where some of it is filmed in a limousine with Bono and Sinatra in a limousine. And Bono was totally charmed by Sinatra. And I believe vice versa. And they recorded this. And it is very special, this. So here's I've Got You Under My Skin. Bono and the chairman of the board. Christmas Morning Melodies. Let's hope the player is fixed. Please God.
I have got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
So deep in my heart, you only live part of me. I've got you under my skin.
I have tried so to give in. I have said to myself, this affair never gonna go so well.
But why should I try to resist? But baby, I know so well
that I've got you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of holding you near, in spite of a warning voice. Comes in the night and repeats and shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, blue eyes, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin.
Cause I've got you under my skin. Everything come what might, for the sake of having you near.
In spite of a warning voice, comes in the night and repeats and it shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, young fool, you never can win.
Use your mentality, wake up to reality.
That I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin.
Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you when you're under my skin.
Yeah, I think Bono played his part brilliantly there. Bono and Sinatra, I've got you under my skin. 21 minutes to 11, Christmas morning. Alan says, Richie, give a shout out to my better half who's kept me sane through this mental year, Magdalena. Good morning, Magdalena. And Alan is giving a thumbs up to the tunes. Three tunes in so far, no fromage, he says. Good egg, BBG. I'll disappoint you at some stage. Inevitably, you'll hear something and you'll think, what did he play that for, eh? Good morning to Kelly in Cork. How you doing, Kelly? Good morning to Darren Walsh. Darren is starting the dinner prep now and says he's loving the show. Thanks so much for that, Darren. And Shasta, Richie, enjoying the tunes in the chat. Love the apple crumble story. The sort of thing I would do, says Shasta. I've hit the chocolate already. Hope you have a great one. And David Stanford, who's a great friend of the programme's, long-time listener, often chips in with a salient, pertinent comment during the live current affairs programmes. How are you, David? Merry sun returning to the Northern Hemisphere Day, he says. So what do they celebrate in the Southern? It's it not being so boiling hot, he says. That's a good question too. Denny says, any chance of quando this morning, Richie? In a word, Denny, nine. No, I don't have it to hand anyway. I did say this now several times in the lead up to this programme. I said I wouldn't be taking any musical requests, but what I would be doing is doing loads of dedications for you. Hi to Winston Tarquin, Citizen Swampy Smith. How you doing, pal? Love Actually is on the television. I was going to bring this up, you see, because I won't talk about Love Actually right now. We'll talk about it briefly a little bit later on. It's one of Richard Curtis's films, and they're brilliant films, aren't they? Eh? They're brilliant films. I've got to be careful around this house saying things like that, because she's partial to a chick flick, is the often mentioned future Mrs. Allen. She's partial to a chick flick. And if she gets wind that I don't mind chick flicks, she might chick flick the bejesus out of me later on. It's possible to do that, to chick flick the bejesus out of somebody. I'll probably get a lot of them later on. Love Actually, Notting Hill, Dirty Dancing. God, give me a break. Later on. Hi to David, La Antenna, how you doing? Hi to Pete Gilbertson. Merry Christmas to every one of you, by the way, that I'm mentioning today. The mother-in-law is loving all the tunes this morning. Good morning, mother-in-law. Have a great day. Love, Pete, Wendy and family. Delighted to hear so many of you are with your families today. A huge happy Christmas to Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for your lovely message. Hey, Richie. I like that. Nothing too festive about that, but it's still nice. Hi to Danny living on a prison planet. Merry Christmas to you and Caroline. Lovely stuff. Thanks for that. And I'll get to more in a moment. Stephen Hardy, Mr. Ford. Hi to Sue Head and Daniel Ford. Now, Daniel Ford, by the way, check out his podcast on podomatic.com. Met Sue and Daniel in Manchester a few years ago. The time flies. Robert Watson, Wendy Ruth. Can you give us a shout out, BBG? Carolyn, Marco, Rosalia and Matteo, all listening today while making dinner and opening presents. That's Carolyn, Marco, Rosalia and Matteo listening while making dinner and opening the old prezzies. Because I mentioned Jean-Anne, I better mention Petra as well. A good friend of Jean-Anne's. Very good friend of Jean-Anne's. And Petra might be listening to this. German lady. Guten Morgen, Petra. Jeez, I should remember how to say Merry Christmas in German. I should do, but I'm an idiot. I did several years of German in secondary school. Are you any good, BBG? Can you speak a few words? No, not really. I'm not good at all. This is Cass Elliot on Christmas morning, December 25th, the BBG, live from Salford. Eh? Lovely to be with you. I'm enjoying this more than I could possibly say.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Cass Elliot on, I don't know what this is, Christmas Morning Melodies with the BBG. Thanks so much, by the way, for all the dedications on Twitter and on Facebook. It means the world to me, it really does. No, I don't mean I don't mean you saying Happy Christmas to me. I mean the dedications for each other. I'm thrilled to bits. when you think back, I mean, I'll be 46 in a few days. Jesus, 46, eh? Eh? 46. 46. Hi, Joseph Ferris. How you doing, Joseph? Hi to Chris Wilcock. Merry Christmas, Chris Wilcock and Joseph Ferris. When you think back, what do you think? I think back sometimes and I laugh out loud. And sometimes I might be out walking somewhere and I laugh and I'll get strange looks. I think back to some of the mad things. You know, I remember when Ghetto Blasters, now this had to be the mid-80s, when Ghetto Blasters were the must-have accessory for boys and girls of a certain age, you know, 12, 13, silver Ghetto Blasters. Do you remember them? That were to be carried on your shoulder. Do you remember them? I remember one Christmas morning when we lived in Ballybeg. I lived at number 60 Priory Lawn in Ballybeg, which was a great place to grow up, surrounded by wonderful neighbours, great people. Ballybeg's a great place, great community in Waterford City. And Ghetto Blasters. I wonder what, you know, street kids from New York, and I don't want to sound patronising by saying street kids, I'm not being patronising, but, you know, black kids would have thought if they knew that in Ireland, in Waterford, young kids were going around carrying linoleum, which I won't be able to say later on, by the way. I'm going to try it later on. I'm going to try and say roll of linoleum. Which stand-up comic made a gag out of that? Was it Billy Connolly, was it? Linoleum. Kids going around with lino. Kids wearing Melita windbreakers. Irish kids. White kids with ginger hair and freckles. And Ghetto Blasters with tapes that they would play and then roll around like Egypts on the linoleum, imagining that they were breakdancers. That's one of the standout memories for me of my childhood. Ghetto Blasters were all the rage. I had the big track. I was given the big track. I was given a lot of Christmas presents when I was younger, and I was told, no, that's for your birthday too, because I had very stingy relatives, you see, because my birthday is New Year's Eve. That's no big surprise to anybody. And but let me know, what was the must-have childhood toy when you were a kid? I mean, we've had them all over the years, haven't we? We've had Cabbage Patch Kids. We've had, I never got a Cabbage Patch Kid now, it must be said. We had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We had that craze. We had the Transformers, didn't we, for boys? I don't know. I mean, help me out here. You'll know, you'll remember, you'll think back. Anyway, shut up, you baldy bollocks. All right, I will. I'll get back on with the dedications. Let me get back on with the dedications there. Do you remember the breakdancing and the Ghetto Blasters? The silver Ghetto Blasters. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Hi to Pippa Gale. How you doing, Pippa Gale? How are you? Lovely to hear from you, Pippa, and I do mean that. Hi to Carol Jones, Carol and Roy in Port Laoghaire in Waterford. Thanks, Carol, for the lovely message. Sends good wishes, does Carol, to me and the oft-mentioned, long-suffering future Mrs. Allen. And Claire and Ger Smith are having Christmas breakfast in Talla in Dublin. Loving the tunes, they tell me. Thank you very much. What did I pronounce wrong? Graham Lefevre. Graham Lefevre. Is it Graham? I don't know. And I too have Patrizia Opulenza, who's a bit of a poet, and she knows it, who tweets rhymes and poems during the live show sometimes. They're very clever. Very clever woman. Brown Eye says, there's nothing wrong with dirty dancing. No, nothing that a big pit that you could fit all the DVDs in and set fire to them. Good morning to you, Emma. How you doing, Emma? Richie, please say a massive thank you and a Merry Christmas to my son, Reese, who bought me even beautiful, thoughtful gifts. Love to him from Emma. Thanks, Emma. And Reese, thanks for looking after your mammy. Always look after your mammy. Can't go wrong with that. Yeah. Magdalena was the right pronunciation, by the way. At least I got that one right. William Henderson is in Little Old Elgin. He's a jock. That's a good thing. A fellow Celt. Good morning, William. Merry Christmas to you and to yours, old pal. A lot of people sent messages as well, by the way, saying that they loved Spiro's story on the 23rd, his story of his encounter with Shane McGowan from the Pogues. It's a fantastic story. It's the story that just keeps on giving. If you didn't hear it, run on over later on to Podomatic and download or listen to Wednesday's show. Skip to the end if you want it, to the last 30 or 35 minutes or thereabouts, and you'll hear a fantastic anecdote from Spiro about meeting the great Shane McGowan at a hotel in New Orleans when Spiro was in town to see the Pogues. It's a wonderful story. Now, Christmas films and Christmas telly. One of the things I like doing every Christmas is I like watching the Office Christmas special. I'm trying to think now. You've got Ricky Gervais, of course, the lead actor, of course. Ralph Ineson is in it as well. Lucy something or other plays Dawn. And Tim, of course, Martin Freeman went on to be a very successful actor, didn't he, in films and what have you. The Office Christmas special is a beautiful thing. It's too much water under the bridge for me to give any spoilers away. But there's a lovely scene at the very end of it where Tim finally gets his girl and ends up with Dawn, played by Lucy McKenzie, I think. Lucy McKenzie, that's right. And it's just beautifully filmed and shot and wonderful. And the song playing at the time when she comes back into the room, when she comes back to the Christmas party and she leaves the awful, selfish, horrible, narcissistic Lee, who's, she's way too good for him. And she realises she loves Tim. I could well up because it's a very emotional scene, beautifully played, beautifully shot. And the tune playing is this, which is a Christmas tune anyway. It's Yazoo's Only You. This is lovely, eh? Back with more dedications and more music shortly. Happy Christmas.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you hear me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you. Sometimes when I think of her name, when it's only a game.
Me, do I remember the Flying Pickets version of this? I do, Gail, and I think the Flying Pickets version of this was number one at Christmas time, wasn't it? This is the sort of thing I used to remember when I was a jock, when I was a music DJ on the radio. I think it was. I think the Flying Pickets version was a Christmas number one. It's fabulous, isn't it? The Yazoo version is beautiful. And we'll play that for a lass from Tarn Lily G, good morning and Merry Christmas to you, by the way. How are you? Hi to Jason. Merry Christmas, you big softy romantic BBG, he says. I can be romantic. I can be from time to time when the mood takes me. I suppose most blokes can. John is a year older than me and he remembers the big track. In fact, he had a big track. Yes, he did have a big track. I had a big track. Do you remember Tin Can Alley? I do. I also remember the Evel Knievel toy, where you had Evel on his bike and you had a kind of a red thing and you wound it up and Evel, this is what they said would happen. That ad, the people who made that ad for the Evel Knievel bike, they should have been sued under the Trades Description Act because that feckin' thing never worked. Do you remember that? You set him up, you had him on the thing and you wound it and you let it go and Evel on the bike was supposed to career away from you. And if you set up ramps and things, he would jump up the ramps. But it never worked. I can't remember who made that toy. Who made the Evel Knievel? It wasn't Mattel, was it? Might have been Mattel. Alan says, is Lucy McKenzie related to Jasper Carrot? The great Brummy comedian. I think he's a Brummy anyway. I don't know. I don't know. There are many things I don't know. You could fill books with the things I don't know. And Jason has sent me a lovely picture. The Gareth Keane. Merry Christmas from Wernham Hog. Yeah. Mackenzie Crooks played Gareth, didn't he? And he's a great actor. He went on to do great things as well. Ewan says, Merry Christmas, Richie, from Ewan. Wife Sally and son Theo from Gatwick. Wish us all a Merry Christmas. I will do. Joseph says, did you ever get crossfire games for Christmas? Footballs with ball bearings. I'm sure we did. Got plenty of... compendium of games was given to me every Christmas. It's like somebody forgot that they gave you a compendium of games the previous Christmas. The same aunt rocked up every Christmas and handed you a compendium of games. And the very same aunt gave you one the previous Christmas. And you looked at them and you knew if you said anything, you'd get a slap in the face off one of your parents when nobody was looking. You know, shut up. You're like, you gave me that compendium of games last year, you know. With everything in it, Ludo and snakes and ladders and all of that sort of stuff. A lot of people do remember the Lino. A lot of people telling me, I remember the Lino and the breakdancing and all of that. Do you know what? It's 11 o'clock, right? It's 11 o'clock. I think I'll have a drink. Now, how do you... Any chance of getting some room service here? Actually, we'll have a go anyway. Let's have a go. See, can we get some room service going on here? What do you think? Some room service. We might get some room service. And get a drink. I fancy a Bailey's. I don't know. What do you think? I fancy a Bailey's, right? See, can we get a Bailey's?
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, my little nest of vipers. How are you?
Oh, you're such a child.
I'm a big child.
Good.
What are the odds of a Bailey's being delivered to the studio sometime in the next 3 or 4 minutes?
I'm not sure. I don't think you deserve it, to be honest. It's a bit early as well.
Go on. It's not too early. I'll only have the one, I promise.
But can you hear that noise?
Is that the Baileys?
Yeah, you've got chocolate or original flavour.
Oh, we'll have the original flavour, please. The original flavour, the original and the best. On the rocks.
We don't have ice, honey.
We'll have to make do without the ice. I'll see you at studio door then in 3 minutes. Listen, is there something you'd like me to play, by the way?
My favourite Christmas song. You actually introduced me to it a few years ago. Well, a good few years ago.
Which is it?
We're only together 1 year. Can you remember?
I do remember. I think I remember. It's a Wayne Newton song.
Think of Petra.
Think of Petra. So it's Danke Schön by Wayne Newton then.
Danke Schön, please. Yes.
Here it is. Song. I'll see you in a minute with the Baileys.
All right, thank you.
Danke Schön, darling, Danke Schön. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony was the place we'd meet. Second seat, gold Dutch treat. You were sweet, Danke Schön, darling, Danke Schön. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. Not all dark. Shane, darling, Dr. Shane. Thank you for walks down Lover's Lane. I can see hearts carved on a tree. Let us intertwine for all time, yours and mine. That was fine, Dr. Shane, darling, Dr. Shane.
Wayne Newton, Dr. Shane. First time I heard that was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Nobody could have convinced me that the singer was a man or a young boy. Then he was a boy soprano, wasn't he? Wayne Newton. And guess who just turned up at studio with Bailey's in tow? Good morning, future Mrs. Allen.
Good morning, Richie. Good morning, everybody. Happy Christmas.
How are you doing?
Very good. Very good.
In good form?
Great form. Loving and enjoying the show and the stories about the presents.
Oh, the presents. Yeah. Is there anything you remember? Anything you sticks out for you when you were a kid back in Nancy in France back in the day?
Well, I've got one story, actually. I told you yesterday when I was little, I was really big into Lego.
Lego?
And that's the present that comes to my mind, Christmas. My dad thought it was going to be a good idea to get me a big Christmas castle in Lego to build. I was only 6 years old. It was for 10-year-olds upwards. So I never played with my Lego toy. My dad did the castle, built it in 2 weeks. So I never got to play with it, but I got to admire it. It was lovely. Thanks very much for the present, Dad.
And you're actually quite, when it comes to doing things, like putting things up and assembling things, you're actually quite good, aren't you? I'm pretty diabolical. Everybody knows that who knows me. You're pretty good at that.
Yeah, I'm the builder in the house, aren't
you're,
I?
You're the builder in the house.
That's why the house is still standing together, I think.
That's why the house is still here. Before you go back to Christmas dinner preparations, we better...
back down then.
Exactly. We better say good morning to some pals of ours, our next door neighbours. You might want to say good morning and Merry Christmas.
Thinking about Kate and Stuart. Good morning, boss. Happy Christmas. Hope to see you in the house a bit later on.
Fantastic. And we'll also say hi to John and Maggie and the lads on the other side of Salford. That's Irish John from County Mayo. And I'll see you after the show. Thanks for the Baileys, by the way.
I'm packing up then. Bye, everybody. Happy Christmas. Enjoy your day.
There you are now. And I'm going to play that song that you love, by the way. She's going out the door now. It's the Joni Mitchell song from Love Actually. I'm going to play that now. Some people might think it's a bit, you know, morbid, but I'm going to play it anyway. It's Both Sides Now, Joni Mitchell. This is gorgeous. And it features in the film Love Actually, that amazing scene when the character played by Emma Thompson believes that she's getting a lovely piece of jewellery from her husband, who's played by the great Alan Rickman, but he is actually giving it to who's he giving it to? He's giving it to the employee that's been flirting with him at the office. She finds it in his pocket, thinks it's for her, Emma Thompson, but it isn't. Instead, he gives her a Joni Mitchell album. She does love Joni Mitchell as well. This is a lovely song. It's called Both Sides Now, Christmas Morning Melodies with the BBG. Lots more dedications to come. And I'm going to have a sip of that Baileys now. That lovely Baileys. Lovely Baileys.
Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, river canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way. But now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let me know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from a give and take. I recall. I really don't know.
Mitchell fans will know that she recorded that song twice, the first time in the late 60s, and that recording was done in 2000 with an orchestra. The original version sounds completely different, doesn't it? But it's a beautiful song, isn't it? Both Sides Now. And again, I wouldn't know anything about Joni Mitchell if it hadn't been for the film. How many times over the years did a film set you on the path to listening to an artist? You know, you'd see a film and a song would grab you in a film and you think, wow, you know, wow. I love Bob Seger and my love for him is unconditional. I love the man. I'll never see him live, even though Caroline offered me the opportunity to do that a year and a half ago, 18 months ago. He was on his absolute final tour. Bob is approaching, he's approaching 80 now. And God love her, even though it would have broken us financially. She said, you love him so much, go and see him in Madison Square Garden in New York. I'll make, you know, we'll find a way to do it. Amazing she was. And I said, no, I'll just have to go through my life never having seen Bob Seger. It is a question I get asked often. Who's your absolute favourite, Richie? Desert Island, you know, is it Bruce Springsteen or is it Bob? It's Bob. It's Bob Seger. I couldn't live without Bob Seger. I'm not going to play any Bob today. Don't panic. And God love her, she said, yeah, go. And I said, no. And I'm mindful. My great friend, he's a great friend because he offered me, he offered up his house and his accommodation to ease the financial burden of the ill-fated Bob Seger trip. But I want to say hi to John Rorty in Boston, who's an absolutely lovely bloke and a great supporter of the independent media. John, Merry Christmas, mate. Merry Christmas to you and yours. You might not be out of bed yet. And hi to your husband, Steve, as well. John and Steve in Boston. A Kennedy-era Democrat, he calls himself, John. He's a really cracking lad. And he said to me, because I mentioned this, I just mentioned on Twitter, I mentioned I might be trying to make New York City to see Bob Seger and I might need some help along the way. And John came back to me straight away and said, Richie, you can stay with us. We'll put you up. We'll even collect you. We'll bring you to New York. We'll bring you back to Boston. We'll get you back to the airport. It was wonderful. And I'll never forget that. So I never went to see Bob Seger. But it doesn't, you know, I don't get too upset about that. You can't have everything you want in life, can you? That's about, you know, the gist of it. It doesn't bode well for human beings to get everything they want. It's good to be disappointed sometimes, but I'll never forget that Caroline was going to do it and that friends, people that I've met along the road like John were prepared to put me up. Hi to Susan, who tweets as Ruby Dragon. Good morning, Susan. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Merry Christmas to Hayden Hewitt and family, to Hayden and Margaret and Hayden Jr., and to Paul Ripley and Maxine and Paul's daughters. These are really important people for so many reasons. I won't get into it now. Good morning to every one of you. Good morning to Phil Restino in Florida. And Phil's mom. Of course, when you're dealing with Americans, you've got to say mom. You can't say mum. I don't say mum because I'm a Paddy. We say ma'am or mammy. I don't know why that is, but we do. We do. 11:15. Let's bring the tempo up a little bit. This, I just love this. What's not to love about this? More dedications on Christmas Morning Melodies with the BBG after the Great Satchmo.
The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's my heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body losing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is there someone like a knife from a tugboat by the river? A cement bags drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look at you, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac he'd spend like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mackie back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Ah, two in a row on Christmas morning melodies with the BBG. Good morning and Merry Christmas if you're just tuning in. Lovely to have your company, 18 minutes past 11. Speaking of wonderful songs from films, this is Lick the Tins from the film Some Kind of Wonderful, starring Eric Stoltz. This is, well, you know what this is. How are you doing, eh? This Bailey's is going down well. I tried a bit of Irish dancing in St. Saviour's National School in the very early 1980s. I tried a bit of Irish dancing. And they had to take out my spleen. I've all the coordination of... I was going to say something and I think it probably would have been very offensive. It involved epilepsy anyway, so I won't say it. Because I'll be sure to offend somebody. They had to take out my spleen when I tried Irish dancing. That's a Lick the Tins and Can't Help Falling In Love With You. How gorgeous is that, eh? Hi to Joanne Smeaton Hill. Merry Christmas, Joanne. To Sharon Kirsch Kilkenny. Merry Christmas, Sharon. Richard Sunday. I love your partner's accent, he says. Yeah, it kind of wears thin after 7 or 8 years, to be honest. That's me fecked later on, or me not fecked later on, as the case may be. Hi to newborn Easterwood. Merry Christmas, Richie. Hope Jazz is okay now. Jazz is doing really well. Thank you very much for the sentiment. Thank you for the kind words too. I don't do very much. I've never been modest, you see. A lot of you, oh, thanks for what you do, Richie. I don't do anything. All I do is listen to people and provide a platform. That's about the size of it. But thank you. Hi to Heidi. Heidi says, is the show uploaded onto Podomatic yet? It isn't, but it will be. It'll be uploaded onto Podomatic within minutes of midday today. We've got plenty of time left. It's only 22 minutes past 11. Lisa Mitchell says, Merry Christmas, Richie. Merry Christmas to you too, Lisa. Give a shout out to my partner, Simon Robinson, who's been listening to you every night this year. Merry Christmas, Simon. Thanks for listening to the programme, my friend. Really appreciate it. Jack Albion, Merry Christmas. To Paige Bowman, how you doing, Paige? Will you wish my mom, Nina Ballard, a Merry Christmas? She'll be shocked to hear her name called out, says Paige. Nina Ballard, Merry Christmas, love. Thanks so much for listening to this programme. I really mean that. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Stephen Atkinson and Dylan Parry. And to Bob Robert, this is Bob's second Christmas sober. Bob had a problem, but I must admit abstinence has been a bit of a challenge the last few months, but I'm not going backwards. Well done, Bob. Well done, son. I really mean that. Bob says, give a shout out to my daughter, Mia, who's 13 and who listens to the Richie Allen radio show. Would you believe that? Bob Wimpany from Holmfirth, just over the moors from where I am. Bob, well done on the sobriety, mate. I'll be joining you in January. And I do manage to do it every January. In 2021, I'm hoping to go way beyond January. It's a brave man to admit things like that. I've had the same problem in 2020. I've been too fond of it. I've used it as a crutch and I want to get away from it. I always manage January. I'm hoping to go way beyond. So thanks for sharing that, Bob. It means a lot to me today, pal. And once again, hi and Merry Christmas to 13-year-old Mia. Love that. Richard Sunday, who was very kind about the accent of the future Mrs. Allen, says he gives my name and link to people he meets in supermarkets. Thank you for that, Richard. And some people do seem interested. I might print up some cards to make it easier, says Richard. That would be lovely, mate. Thank you for that. Hi to Leslie Morley. Merry Christmas. She's in a gridlocked Dover. It is gridlocked in Dover. It sure is. Patricia Rowan, Mark Van Der Elst, Carolyn Ingrassi. How you doing, Carolyn? Pauline Haywood, Helen Elizabeth. I mentioned Cherise earlier on. Wayne Wilson to Michelle Lusby Johnson. Lisa Greenhalg, or Greenhag. Lisa Greenhalg it is, I think. How you doing, Lisa? I know you're a long-time listener as well. Thomas Maloney. How you doing, Thomas? And if I mentioned some of you already, apologies. I'm gone beyond now whether I can remember that I mentioned. Hi to Dolores Buckley, of course. How you doing, Dolores, in Ireland? Hi to Susan Dunn, to Chester Bing, and to Yvonne Magip. How you doing, Yvonne? Pietro Palmiero. How you doing, Pietro? To Chris Carr, to Sean O'Macher. How you doing, Sean? Larry O'Brien, Marty Cope. Jesus, there's some load of dedications this morning. Diane McAvoy McCall, Joanne Lee, Anne Ricia. How you doing, Anne? Kath Noble. Top lady. How you doing, Kath? To Lauren Angel. How you doing, Lauren? Lovely to hear from you today. Emma Sansom, Lorraine Challenger, Richard Burrows. My God. My God. And Richard mentioned, and he's right to mention as well, that Channel 4 is broadcasting a... What's the word I'm looking for here? Is it the antidote to the Queen's Christmas speech? The Queen will be giving her Christmas speech as usual. It's recorded, of course. It'll be on telly today. I don't know what time it is. Is it 3 o'clock? I have no idea. Obviously, I don't watch it. But the Channel 4 is broadcasting their own deep fake Queen. They're using this deep fake technology, which I think we should all be very concerned about. Yeah. So a deep fake Queen will be talking about Jeffrey Epstein and Andrew and all sorts of things on Channel 4 today. That's right. Hi to Mark, Paul, Alan Rennie. Again, I'll be doing this all the time because I'm brutal. I'll be mentioning people 2 and 3 times. You might ask, what's the harm in that? There is no harm in it. Hi to Jackie in Oz. How you doing, Jackie? Long time listener. It's Boxing Day now where Jackie is. How you doing, Jackie? Yeah, deep fake. Deep fake, alas, from Tarn. Thanks, Jackie, for all your support, by the way, in Oz there. Hi to Jem Jem. Good morning, Jem Jem. Merry Christmas to you as well. Hi to Jeff T. How you doing, Jeff T? Merry Christmas, Jeff. He's having a... He's fired a few broadsides at Matt Hancock on Twitter, but I'm not going to make this program newsy. No news on this program, I don't mind telling you. No Brexit, no COVID, not on this program. Right, okay, it's time for more tunes. Stephen Hardy, how you doing, Stephen Hardy? And there was a lovely message now, and I've got to find it. It's really, I can't lose this message. Let me try and find it here now, because it was nice, and I want to read it out. I might take a tune so I can find it. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Play a tune and then find it. Hi to Annie, who, the real Annie. How you doing, Annie? Thank you so much. Many happy returns, Annie. I'm going to find that lovely message. In the meantime, while I find it, here's a little bit of Irish. The Wolf Tones. Here's the Wolf Tones on Christmas morning with a great song for anybody who knows anything about emigration.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father. Stop rushing like hell. Remember, all is not what it seems to be. For us fellas would put your fur coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care of the young bucko and mind yourself well. Will you give this sweet note to me, brother? At the time Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, me father, the youngest, looked out to the farm. When a phone call from America said send the lad over, the young fella said sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground, while a few pints of powder and the smell of a pound sure made me a sovereign. You'll learn I'll see, and you can't bring it back home. Make it easier. So I landed at Kennedy on a big yellow taxi, carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement. I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short pathway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang you as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji was shut out in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city hall. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. As he told me, go ahead with the plan, but not to forget the proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside
This is Christmas Morning Melodies with the BBG, otherwise known as Richie Allen, live from Salford in the northwest of a very cold, but a very bright and lovely day. And we're very lucky around here. A lot of young families around where we ended up, because just over a year and a half ago, we moved from the Fallowfield area of Manchester to the great city of Salford. And it's been a great move for us, really. It couldn't have happened at a better time with everything that's been going on. But I want to say hello to Richard Mace. I know Richard of old, lovely bloke, and is a long-time listener. Richard deleted his Twitter account many months ago and he hasn't looked back. Richard, lovely to hear from you, pal. And I hope you're having a lovely Christmas morning, wherever you happen to be today. Open Talk said to me, Richie, if you get a chance, will you say Merry Christmas to my three-year-old Archer? Tell Archer that Santa said thank you for the mince pie. Hello there, Archer, three-year-old. Three, eh? What's your earliest memory? I can remember crying after a wheel came off of a tricycle that I was on and running home crying in Ballybeg and Priory Lawn, crying like a big girl's blouse to me mammy. I think it would have been about four then. That's my earliest memory anyway. Wheel came off the tricycle, threw the ties out of the pram, started bawling. Hi to Pete. Richie, can you give a shout out to my two darlings, little Martina and gorgeous Ines, please? Gorgeous Ines, of course. You're in Valencia. He's supping the bejesus out of some homemade mulled wine in Valencia. Thanks, Pete. Again, Merry Christmas to Martina and gorgeous little Ines. Fantastic, mate. Sounds like lovely times there. Merry Christmas, Chris Morell. Merry Christmas, Chris. How are you, pal? Am I the only one supping this morning? Well, we have Pete and his mulled wine in Valencia. Never visited Valencia, I don't think, in our Spain days. Pretty sure we didn't. We did Barcelona, we did Seville, Granada. We did all that sort of stuff, of course. Malaga. Martin Froggatt is listening and enjoying the music. The music is a bit all over the place this morning, but I'm enjoying it, and that's all that matters. John Flynn says, Richie, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Say hello to my cats. And I've never, ever on the radio said hello to cats before, apart from my Aunt Katrina, who is known as Cats. The cats are called Shadow and Jim Bob. Shadow and Jim Bob Flynn. Now that's love. You know you love your pet when you assign your own surname to your cat. We used to see a lot of that in Ballybeg when I grew up. Because everybody in Ballybeg, like any good housing estate, everybody had a dog. So we referred to each other's dogs by their dog name and the family surname. Honest to God. We had an Alsatian, we had a German Shepherd called Brandy, and he would have been referred to as Brandy Allen. And there was a family around the corner called the Ryans, and they had a dog called Rex, and he would have been referred to as Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan. Yeah, there you go. Speaking of Ryans, say hello to all the Ryans, if you can, Richie, in Dublin. Say hello to Big Al and the Ryans, if you can. Dublin transplants to the wee county. Thank you very much, mate. I'm glad I read that properly. Lula says, Merry Christmas to you and yours, Richie. Would you please play a tune for my mum, Joyce? Joyce is 88 and is keeping her humour through the shite, says Lula. Joyce, good morning and Merry Christmas. 88 is a fantastic innings. 88, not out, Joyce. God bless you. Merry Christmas. This is for you. This is Matt Munro. And I think we should remember the title of this song and hold it dear in 2021, I think.
Free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world world still astounds you. Each time you look at a star, stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need.
Yes, the beautiful soul that is Jean Anne, monitoring today's programme from Cleggan in Connemara, says, good choice, that one. Came to me yesterday, that song. I was thinking of it as I was walking around, thinking about which songs I would play today and which ones I wouldn't play, and that song came to my mind. Yeah, it is pretty apt, Jean Anne, no doubt about it. Angela is online. I did mention Jeff earlier on, Angela. I sent the best wishes for you there. Jason says, Brandy Allen sounds like a porn name. It does, actually, doesn't it? David Burke says, mate, please say hello to the mouse face Burke. She loves you. Jesus. Does she know that she's referred to as the mouse face Burke? What's her proper name, David? It's Christmas Day. Dean is on a mimosa. Good man. Good man. No turkey, no alcohol yet for Dean. Hi to Emma Gade. How you doing, Emma? Emma says, if it hadn't been for the Rona, I don't know if I'd ever have discovered the radio show. And you, Richie, have lightened up this bollocks year for me. Best thing to come out of 2020. Thanks, Emma. It's a very nice thing for you to say. I really appreciate that. We my philosophy is it's crazy. We have to laugh at it. You know, I used to think laughing and it was the wrong thing to do. I used to think laughing enabled it. I had a really good radio debate years ago about satire with a woman called Diane. We had a proper debate about satire. She was a satirist. Apparently she was good. I don't know. And my side of the debate, I argued that satirizing politicians humanized them. It humanized, there is no such word. It softened them. And that was a bad thing. Mocking them and sending them up enabled them in some way, I argued. Anyway, you know, I don't know. But I've changed my mind. Yeah, you've got to laugh out loud at it. One of the difficult things, and I've talked with Jean Anne about this many times, one of the difficult... Look, I said we wouldn't do any... I don't want to talk COVID, none of that. We've all had to be bitey-tonguey this year, bitey-tonguey, with friends and loved ones who aren't alive to the situation in the way that we're alive to it. We've had to remember that we love these people. And for better or for worse, we love them. And we've had to be bitey-tonguey. And that can be very stressful, can't it? That can be very, very stressful. But we've got to do it. Don't fall out with your loved ones over anything, no matter how bad it gets, because you love them, right? That's all I will say on that. Hi to Michael Downey. How you doing, Michael? Hi to Jeff Nicholas, who says, Richie, you gained a new listener in me, in Cwmbran, in South Wales. Thanks, Jeff. Lovely to meet you, my friend. I do love hearing that. We have gained so many, obviously, new listeners this year, as has the independent media in general, as, you know, people have become alive to how difficult things are, and they've gone looking for alternative points of view, and they've stumbled upon, Jesus, I've only had a half a Baileys this morning, they've stumbled upon programmes like ours. And it is ours, not mine. This is our programme. It'll always be ours. And I would even say it's your programme. And, you know, it's lovely. It's lovely that at least shows like this are there, so that when people are wandering around going, what the hell is going on? I think my news channel of choice, the Beeb or Sky, isn't being entirely upfront with me. They go looking and sometimes they find programmes like ours, so it's lovely. There you go. Alrighty. What have I got now? A tune for William. Because I was well aware, you see, a decent disc jockey has to read his audience. You've got to read your audience. And too many of you told me that you were jumping up and down when I played some of the more up-tempo tunes a little bit earlier on. So I'm not immune to that. So I'm playing this for William in Scotland, because I've known William for ages. And I love this. This is fairly Christmassy. And you can dance to it.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to meet the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500
Yeah, William Henderson, my pal, north of the border there. Now, Darren Walsh tells me that his wife, Lara, big fan of this song as well. And a bottle of vodka. Yeah, can't go wrong with a bottle of vodka. Never been a vodka guy. Joanne Boddington is in the house. And I'd made a note to say hello to Joanne. Great, great lady. Never met Joanne in the flesh. Hopefully we will in 2021. And her lovely gentleman of a son, Oscar. I don't know if Oscar is listening, but if you are, Oscar, Merry Christmas, my pal. And you, Joanne, who sends Christmas wishes to me, Froggy and the dogs. Froggy is the pet name for the oft-mentioned her indoors, yes, and all of that. Hope you have a good day, Joanne. Yeah, I love that, Proclaimers. And I spent quite a number of years as a disco bar DJ. And I don't think I ever got away with not playing that of an evening. You know, somebody would always demand it. And sometimes you'd be reluctant. You'd be, oh, geez, every single night. Great song. The Twins, of course. Mwinga is listening. How you doing, Mwinga? Lovely to hear from you again. Somebody who's been listening and tweeting to me for a long, long time. Thanks for that funny cartoon, my friend. I'm just retweeting it now. Whoever thought we'd be able to do stuff like this, you know? Lovely thing that Spiro said the other day about the radio show. Very smart guy, Spiro Skouras. And he noticed something very important about our live radio show. And that is the interactive element to it, which was common way back when. When I was in commercial radio, audience participation was a common thing. But it's something that's kind of disappeared in recent years. It's kind of gone by the wayside. You don't get so much audience participation. In the independent media, it doesn't exist really. Because so many content creators in the independent media, many of them brilliant people. Everything they do is pre-recorded, which is fabulous. And the feedback they get is usually in the comments section. But what makes it wonderful about our live radio show is that it's live and that we get a chance to have a chat during the programme. And I don't know how many times somebody tweeted me a question that left me slapping myself in the face saying, you should have thought of that, Richie. You should have thought of that question yourself, Baldy. So the interactive element of the radio show is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing today to be interacting with one another. Yeah. Now, speaking of Christmas films and Love Actually, I'm going to play this one for Jean Ann. It's Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys is often touted, or it's often mentioned, heralded, held up even, it's held up as one of the greatest albums of all time. It is. Nobody, no real music fan worth his or her salt doesn't have a copy of Pet Sounds. I have. I've got it on vinyl and I've got it on CD and I do play it fairly regularly. It's a masterpiece of musicianship and production. I'm sure Brian's just one of the greatest geniuses that ever lived. And this will make some of you emotional, of course. Maybe because you remember the film, maybe. That scene where very smart guy Richard Curtis, at the end of Love Actually, we get a video montage of people meeting each other at airports. I think Heathrow, they might have filmed it at Heathrow anyway. And he was trying to say, it's at airports, people being reunited, that you see real love and you see kind of humanity at its absolute best. This is fabulous. And it's gorgeous. So give the nearest person to you a big hug and tell him you love him. Because we're going to need each other next year. You do know that, don't you? More than ever, eh?
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Yeah, for my great friend Jean-Anne Crowley, one of the best things that happened to me ever was meeting Jean-Anne. We've had some great times together over the years, and recent years I hope we'll have more again in the near future. It's going to be difficult, as she's telling me right now, for everybody next year, but we're going to win, aren't we? We're going to endure. We're going to endure, and we're going to fight back, and we're going to trust. I think we're going to trust that if, take a little radio show like this, if it can double its live listening numbers in a year, that means that a lot of people who would previously have believed everything they were ever told are now thinking again. And that's what the great Dr. Vernon Coleman said to me when I was really down on myself a few weeks ago, when I genuinely said to myself, just don't do it anymore. You know, it's killing you doing it. And I had that wee moment there. But lucky enough, I had the great Caroline, whom you heard from earlier on, the great Jean-Anne, and others. I won't go into a big monologue here now about it. But, you know, so I got out of my little sulk or strop. It was more than a sulk, more than a strop. And I did realise that Vernon might very well be right. You know, as more and more are realising what's actually going on and what might be coming, that should give us a lot of hope for 2021. And I think it does. And I'm not just saying this now to in any way patronise you or to leave you with a nice sentiment. I'm saying it because I believe it. If a little radio show like this can double its audience, and I mean, Hayden Hewitt, if he was here, would tell you this. We get thousands and thousands of emails. We do. And this is why they're not personally replied to, by the way. Not because I think I'm some sort of special person who doesn't have to acknowledge people. Far from it. I'm nobody. But you couldn't even begin to start replying to the emails. There's so many of them. But to see people emailing into this show saying, I would have thought you were a crazy tinfoil hat lunatic, but I'm seeing it now. This has happened to me. They share a story, and I'm now trying to alert other people. And I think Vernon is right. I think that's going to reach tipping point before it gets too bad. And I'm holding on to that. Listen, thanks for listening to this today. The old voice has gone a little bit now. The reason for that, of course, is because listening to loud music last night and speaking in raised voices is not good medicine for any radio presenter. But I want to thank you again for listening to our radio show in 2020. I know I said all this on Wednesday, so I won't go into it again. But it means the world to me that you do. I'll always be here as long as we can do it. You know, to those of you that see it as a bit of a lifeline at 5 o'clock every day, you've nothing to worry about. It's going to be on at 5 o'clock every day. And we'll always be there for one another. Have a lovely day wherever you are in the world. You might have finished your Christmas now, like Jackie and Oz. If I didn't mention you, it's not because I'm a backstard. So many tweets and Facebook messages came in. If I didn't mention you, please don't hold it against me. Have a lovely day. Look after yourselves and one another. And we'll speak again, me and you, on Monday week, which is January 4th. So I've got a few days off. I'm going to relax. This will be on podcast real soon. And I will leave it run on a loop from 1 o'clock today. In an hour's time, it'll start playing at 1 o'clock, then at 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And I'll do that for 24 hours. And tomorrow, at some stage, I'm going to turn everything off and the studio will go dark for a few days, right? Okay. I do love you. And when I say that, I mean it. Okay? I do mean it. Ah, Jesus. Enjoy your day. Have a few beers. And look ahead to 2021 with real optimism. And think of people like Mark Bajerski and others I could mention. Peter Ebden, who was on the programme. Great guy. Healers. Positive people who demonstrate what can be achieved by staying positive and by thinking positively. And we'll take them on next year and we'll beat them. Merry Christmas. Speak real soon. Bye now.
Seize upon the moment long ago, one breath away and there you will be, so young and carefree. Again you will see that place in time. Filled with sorrow.